Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Who's your daddy now? Should I say the Astros?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
In the zone. Cam hits a high fly ball deep to left field. Cam Smith may have just hit his first home run since April the 18th. Cam Smith, number 4 on the season, connects on a home run to make it 3-0 Astros.
That's what we like to see. Elevate to celebrate for Cam Smith.
He drills one high and deep. Forget about it. Back-to-back jacks for Cam Smith. And the Astros lead 4-0. Dana Brown said they come in bunches. 2-2 at bat.
That was a bomb.
Big scam.
Name dropping the GM right there. That's big time. Dana Brown said they come in bunches. Dana Brown also said Abreu was going to come around.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
Come on, Dana.
100%.
Hey, look here. Dirty's Daily, baby, brought to you by Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Easy to dial. I mean, hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. You just heard Cam Smith absolutely lighting it up. Hey, look, is back-to-back jacks, is that one of the best baseball phrases?
That one.
I mean, that is really good.
There's a lot baseball. Of them.
What would that be? What else would it be about, Tally? Oh.
Natural horniness. Oh. But no, that is one of the best phrases out there in the game.
Well, the Astros, they went off last night.
Natural horniness is a pretty good one, too. But go ahead.
The Astros went off last night in Sacramento, boys. 13-3 over the A's.
Astros won today.
Paredes, if you're worried about Paredes' hamstring, I don't want to jinx my man, but I don't know that I'd worry too much more. 2 walks, 2 hits, a couple of RBIs. I know when I turned the game on, and at one point, I can't remember if it was the first time or the second time after putting the babies down, but I looked up, and he was jogging across home plate, scored from second. Ron, I mean, yeah. So clearly that hamstring.
It made a hell of a play in the field, too.
Yeah, but. Man, I thought maybe he's just out there and he's just kind of gimping around. No, he's running bases now.
Must have been just a scare. Maybe it was a cramp or something, whatever.
Maybe it had to be more of a cramp, right? I mean,
He did miss three games. He did miss some weekends.
That's miraculous. Yeah. If he had any kind of real pull. Christian Walker had a couple of hits. One was a bomb. Jake Myers actually gets a base hit off the handle of the bat, right over the shortstop's head with bases loaded to get the first 2 runs, get the scoring started last night. Dubon 3-for-3 with a bomb. And my man Cam Smith, you just heard the highlights, 4-for-5 with 2 bombs. Ron, I don't want to oversell the Cam Smith thing with the Astros. This guy's got a real chance to be one of my favorite Astros. I don't want to oversell it right now.
No, don't hold back.
Well, no, I just you know, he hadn't hit a bomb since April, so it's not like he's just crushing the ball. But when everybody expected the kid to possibly not even make the opening day roster, and then if he did, the only conversation was, boy, if he's going to struggle. Remember what Bregman did? Boy, this guy's going to make. If he struggles, what's going to happen? I mean, what's he hitting right now, Ron? What is Cam Smith hitting right now? It's above 260, I believe. I think he was. I think it was
especially with 40. What 4-for-5 last?
I think
night.
It was 260 going into last.
266
night.
For young Cam.
Yeah. So he bumped it. He bumped it 4 or 5 spots last night. I mean, look. Kyle Tucker obviously in right field is irreplaceable. But with Paredes doing what he's doing and Cam Smith looking like he's going to have one hell of a rookie year if he just keeps swinging it the way he swung the bat of late, and he's fine in right field. It's not like he's out of pocket, right? I mean, he was a third baseman and played in the outfield a bit. It's not like he's out of pocket. Those two guys, I'm going to forget the fact that Wisniewski got hurt, but those two guys playing well, Paredes and Cam Smith playing well, makes it a lot easier to stomach Kyle Tucker swinging the bat the way he has in Chicago.
No, it feels huge.
Yeah, Paredes especially. Paredes especially when you talk about what he has done.
Yes.
And Cam Tucker, Cam Smith, we should have known that was going to be, like, I know his spring training got us all excited and amped up.
Right.
But we should know, like, it's going to take a little bit. But I would have pressed the button by June 18th. He was hitting 266. Now I would have thought he'd had a little bit more power to this. Yeah. But this is pretty solid right now for what he's been for a rookie year, because he don't have that many games in the minors.
Yeah, well, Cam is the 4-for-5 with two bombs. Is being a rookie is the headliner, but we gotta talk about these arms that are arriving in Houston. Jason Alexander last night gives us a quality start. He got bumped up when Lance McCullers did whatever he did with his big toe, his foot, his sprain, whatever he's got going on. Jason Alexander gets bumped up, and he goes out there, no big deal, quality start. 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, and 4 strikeouts. And I think big picture here, I said this in the tease, the Astros, they've got to get to the finish line. That's the key for the Astros. I think once the Astros, if they can get to the playoffs, if they can be healthy and whole when they get to the playoffs, they got a real shot here. They got a real shot at being one of the better teams in the playoffs.
Dana said they're more built for playoff.
They got to be healthy, right? That's the key. But right now, they're not healthy, and getting there is going to be the key. Now, it looks like they're going to get there just, you know, effortless. It looks like they're going to get there and have room to spare. But getting there with the starting rotation is going to be key. Whether you're talking about Ryan Gusto's last two outings, I know this last outing he went 5 innings, but he got bumped up in the rotation, so a little bit unexpected there. But Ryan Gusto with 2 in a row, Walter with 1, what he gave us a quality start. Hell, I think it was even better than a quality start. Gordo, Tyler's guy, Colton Gordon, he's pitching. He's pitching, and we're talking about chewing up innings. We're not talking about guys that are going to help you win games in the playoffs.
Nobody's damn sure not been just a train wreck.
Yeah, I mean, but this very well could have been a train wreck. Last night could have been a train wreck. But again, we find one more arm. So here's where we find ourselves, Ron, is yes, we got a bunch of our you know, premier quality starting pitchers hurt right now. Hopefully Lance gets back. Hopefully Spencer Arrieta gets back sooner rather than later. But in a moment where you thought, I mean, damn, what are we going to do?
I've thought it about 3 or 4 times.
Well, now you've got 4 guys, Ron, that you, at least right now. Now, I'm not saying that once the league gets a bunch of film on them and once they get studied up real good that hitters aren't going to adjust. But we've been through a pretty damn good stretch of the schedule. I'm talking about quality opponents, relatively speaking. Each of those guys, with the exception of Jason Anderson here, has had multiple starts. We've got 4 other guys that, when we're talking just chewing innings in a long season, that appear to be up to task.
Yeah, they have done a great job of just giving you a chance. Or just giving you a chance to be in games. There's not the, oh boy, 7 given up. Like we've seen by some of these young, yeah, like some of these other young guys they brought up. 7 given up in 2 innings or 3 innings or something. They have given this team a chance. And, Clint, if we're honest, that is different than maybe other years. This team has had injuries the past several years. We've seen Verlander go down. Obviously, Lance has had injuries. They've had ACLs for multiple years.
It's not ideal.
But when we're talking about giving this team a chance to win, that's a little different than past years.
Yeah.
Because the lineup is a lot different. So they haven't. It's not just giving them a chance to win. They've won some 3-1 ball games, some tighter ball games, because it's not like the Astros just roll out there and score 4 or 5 a night and you can depend on that.
Right, right. Which one was more impressive, Ron? You asked this question earlier. I'm stealing it from you. Which one's more impressive? Cam Smith, 2 bombs, 4-for-5 in a game where you score 13 runs. Seems like everybody's going off, but Cam Smith, the rookie, goes off as well. or Jason Alexander, six innings pitch, three hits, two earned runs, four Ks, and it looks like the Astros have a fourth arm that they can at least feel comfortable going to as they weather the storm of these injuries to their starting rotation.
So, like, the Alexander thing is almost just bigger than him. It's yeah. like
oh, no doubt all, it is.
All
yes.
of the guys that Agreed. They just keep finding. Finding dudes to deal with, right? Like, I mean, that guy, Nick Crutz or whatever, he hit that ball, and it still hasn't landed in Sacramento. And he hit it off Brian
yes,
Abreu.
He did.
And then Jason Alexander just waltzes through their lineup. And the first five innings, doesn't give up nothing. Goes mm-hmm. through six, gets through six innings, and this is his first start. Like, so, you know, and it's one after another, right, that they've – and you kind of outlined it here just a bit. So, for me, impressive. The most important down the line – is Cam Smith, you yeah. know, getting hot. But the most impressive is just, like, it don't matter who they put out there.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think when you take the non-Jason Alexander part of this with the injuries and, like, what how in need of arms that can chew innings this team is, Jason Alexander probably takes the prize for me too. But Cam Smith, man, like I said earlier, he's got a real chance. A big dude that obviously brings some power, plays with the swag, and has the personality that I think the team needs and want, really, to be honest with you, one that I greatly appreciate. The juice that he brings to the diamond, the juice that he brings to the moments in a game, I love that about Cam Smith. So not minimizing his performance at all. 4 for 5, 2 bombs, big-time night. For the Astros, as I said, Tyler, I hope you got some space for me tonight. We're jumping in on these.
I do, my.
We're
friend.
Jumping in on these Astros. Big night for the Astros. We're gonna score a bunch more runs tonight in Sacramento. So we're loading up. We'll do that later. Best bets coming up. Tyler's fixing to get hot. Turn the corner. Get back right. And I'm gonna win some money with you, T. So get ready.
Sounds like a damn plan.
There you go. That's Tyler Milner. You're here right there. Ryan Ugly's to my left. I'm Clint Stern. You're listening to Sports Radio 610 Houston's Sports Leader. Real quick, we hadn't done this in a while, boys. What are y'all streaming? What are y'all watching? What's I think I heard y'all talking a little earlier about something that you've seen that you really like.
We just watched. I know you did too. I watched over the weekend the Travis Scott Astro World tragedy. On
I gotta
watch
it. Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I watched it last night. Very, very tough watch, but good watch.
I gotta watch that. I gotta watch that tonight.
Godfather of Harlem on that too.
That one I gotta circle back. I'm mad at myself on that one, man. That had me hooked.
He's got a good control of that eye in it too, Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, not Forrest Whitley. Forrest Whitaker. Here's the guys. Have y'all seen Shaq's Reebok documentary?
There's nothing draws me to click on it. I see it coming across. Nothing draws
yeah,
me
that
to click
sounds
on.
Sounds super enticing.
I watched his show that he had on TNT.
Yeah,
that kind of followed his life, and it was all right. I didn't feel like I needed that again.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I didn't. I was with you. I was kind of like, should I? And then I just kind of clicked on it. He's fascinating, and I really like AI. I really like Allen Iverson. He's a part of it.
Oh, is
obviously
he?
Being well, I mean, him and Shaq are the two big ambassadors over the last 25 or 30 years for Reebok, and they have bought the company.
Oh, they have.
I don't know if they bought the company, but Shaq is now the president, and
Shaq's got his hands in a lot.
Allen Iverson
of his,
is the vice president. So I don't know if they bought the company, bought into the company. It sure seems like it, based on how they're portrayed in this deal. It's pretty solid. It's a good get.
Little fellow with a big fella. Huh?
So it's about Reebok. I didn't.
It's about them taking over Reebok and bringing Reebok back and going and getting ambassadors. And do they go after big name guys? Do they go after the kind of groom guys that are coming up and get them on board with them now?
They actually build. You pumped.
That was Shaq's. That was Shaq. That was.
Oh, was it?
That's how. That's.
I didn't remember that.
I had
the
answers.
Shaq's first one.
I had the answers.
I had
them AIs.
I definitely had AIs. Yeah, no question. No. Them AIs are the cleanest box ever.
I had Frank Thomas's. Didn't Frank Thomas the Big Hurt?
Big Hurt.
The baseball cleats. Yeah.
He was Nike though, wasn't he?
No, I think it was Reebok.
Hey,
I'm
man,
certain
them,
I had
them
those.
AIs were some of the cleanest basketball shoes ever.
Yeah. Better not have been wearing them to practice.
Them Griffey's hurt my feet. Tried to wear those. I tried to fight it. I tried multiple games just to look good. I said, man, Teresa, these things hurt my feet.
The showman.
Got to go get me some big hurts is what I need to get.